Do you need some advice? The award-winning advice show. No awards have been won for advice.
Not yet.
Ready to help you now. 1-800-947-3979. We had a text earlier. They asked for a coin toss. We have the world's largest coin. There's a study back from the University of Michigan. And I think one of the Ivy League schools, I don't remember, but they had partnered to find that flipping a coin when you have a true 50-50 decision is just as likely to lead to satisfaction as any other method that people would more traditionally try, such as praying on it, sleeping on it, pros and cons, anything else. So we have the world's largest coin for a truly 50-50 decision. And the question was from a gentleman, or a lady, I guess I don't know, should I swallow my pride and make amends with my father-in-law, or should I just write him off and let him be lost to the world? Now, there's not enough details there.
More information.
But yeah, it's 50-50, so it doesn't want an opinion anyway. So heads, make amends, swallow your pride. By the way, I think that's probably the answer. That was probably...
I'm not going to say that. What if I don't know. No, I mean, or terrible. Or,
I take it back. Steve, you're right. But tails, he's gone forever.
But I would say, you know, always err on the side of swallow.
That's true. That's a good point, Hot Wings.
Yeah.
Let's flip.
Tails, write him off forever. I don't feel great about that.
Yeah, that would be
I need more info, though. I would love a follow-up on that.
Yeah, there's very
like,
little
what did
detail
he do?
On that.
I think one of the biggest questions would be, how does your significant other feel about your relationship with your father-in-law?
Yeah.
That would be the number one factor in for me.
Yeah, that all matters.
It's your,
definitely.
It's your partner right there.
Because that's who's going to be most impacted by it.
Yeah.
And I don't know about y'all, but once I've officially decided and gotten to that point where I'm writing somebody off, I ain't never speaking to them again. I am that type of person. And I don't know if it's because I grew up where I moved so often that it was easy to say like, hey, I'm new. All right, bye, I'm leaving. That it has been very easy in my life to say, you're toxic. You did me wrong. Or you set me up for failure. I am never speaking to you again. And I disappear like I was never there.
I think moving around like... just what we did. And yours was during your formative years. Ours was like after college until a while ago. I think that same thing. Like it make you kind of go, oh, there's more.
Oh, yeah.
And this should I should not have to pay a price for having you in my life.
Mm-hmm. I'm entirely too naive and I'll always be like, I'm done with this person. I'm done. And then 2 months later, they're like, I think we should talk. And I'm like, you know what? We should.
And then you get it back together,
and then
so to speak.
Yeah. There's only been one family member in my life that I was like, I give up on you. And they gave up on me and they're not around.
Family member, really.
They're not around anymore. And like they've since passed. Mm-hmm. And it was a thing where I was just like, I was sad and I missed them, but I was just angry.
Yeah.
I was like, you chose to live your life in such a way that like you weren't talking to people in your family. And then at the very end, you're still just mad at them. Well, I'm mad at you, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's one
right?
thing to miss the person, but you don't have to miss the baggage that came right? along with that person.
Quick work advice. My new HR person is constantly calling me by my full name. I say new. It's been since April. I've asked her numerous times, hey, call me by my nickname. Everyone else does. It's even on my name tag. So, and I don't like my full name. She says, okay, every time. And the next time I see her, she says my full name. It's not a huge deal, but it feels condescending towards me. Should I say something again, or should I punt?
What's your name?
Yeah, I want to know what the name is and what the nickname is. Is like your real name William, and you go by Skippy Bo?
Yeah.
Or something stupid that nobody wants to say?
I had this at my last job at the NHL when I interviewed there, because it was a very corporate type job.
Yeah.
So I had three different interviews with three different people. It was very official, like the most official job interview I've ever been through. So when I interviewed with the HR person, they said, well, if you do end up working here, what would you like? Would you like to be called Steve or Steven? And I remember saying, oh, either I'm fine with either one.
Mm-hmm.
I'll answer to either one. And then when I got hired, my boss always called me Steven, and it annoyed the hell out of me so much, because that is pretty much family refers to me as Steven. My wife does too.
Does it bother you when I do it?
No.
I don't do it very often, I don't
but
think
it,
anymore.
It was just, I don't know. I didn't really, we kind of butted heads on a lot of things.
Oh.
Like we were very much oil and water.
I know why this bothered you, Steve. This was in an era you had just come off your job at the Hawk on the Jersey Shore, where you had demanded, and it had been well received, that everyone call you Big Steve.
Oh, yeah.
And that was, I mean, even when you got here, you're like, well, you can call me Steve or Big Steve.
Yeah.
No.
Big Steve.
Big Steve.
I've got a Big Steve.
Biggie, Biggie, Stevie, Stevie.
Yeah.
That was really what I wanted. Biggie, Biggie, Stevie, Stevie.
It's cumbersome, but fun.
Yeah.
Do you think that he was doing it on purpose for real?
To annoy me?
Yeah.
No, I think that he was just doing it because I had said from the beginning, oh, yeah, either one is fine. And I don't know why I said that, because I don't like when people call me Steven that I'm not close with.
Yeah.
It just feels weird.
Yeah, because if I thought somebody was doing it on purpose, like HR, well, I mean, my name you can't really do that with. But, you know, if they were intentionally doing it every time, at some point I would just start calling them by a name that wasn't what they wanted to be called. I'd be like, all right, Gerda, you know, like,
yeah,
but why are you? I've told you don't Gerda. Call me that so many times. Yeah. So fine.
We're, like Gerda.
Let's play this game.
So, yeah, like if your coworker's name is short for something, just start calling her by the full name and see how she likes it.
Yeah, that's what I would
do. Her name
do.
Was Patrice.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, like with me, like Patty. Mate versus Maitland, like I was kind of the opposite where I was like, I prefer people say my full name unless I get to know you. You have to earn the right to call me mate. And like everybody in this room has, and like my friends and family have. But like when somebody just walks up and they're like, hey, mate, I'm like, I don't know you. Say my name.
Say my name.
Say my name.
Say my
turn
name.
My name. Say my name. Walter White. I'm the one who knocks.
Right.
Say my name. Maitland. Yes, that's right. Let's see. I need advice. My husband listens to a morning radio show. I listen to the best radio show.
Ooh.
When he rides with me, he will turn on his Bluetooth to listen to the radio show, and I listen to my show through my phone out loud. Wait, he's riding with you and he hooks his phone to the radio? That's not how it goes.
Nope.
Driver controls radio. Always. Okay. Without exception. The only way someone else gets to control it is if they say, may I please put something I like on? And then you give them that blessing.
Yes.
If you're the driver. Anyway, she says, I listen to my show through my phone out loud and he gets mad and tells me I have to turn mine off. He is driving my car and in my town. I think I should get to listen to my radio show. Who should we listen to? This from the 301. Now,
are either shows us?
yeah, I mean,
are we just endorsing
is,
other shows?
Which one is us, if either?
Yeah.
But he's driving your car in your town. Is that an exception to the driver controls the radio?
Well, I mean, if he's driving, he controls the radio.
That's what I think. I think in that case, he gets to listen to his garbage show. Unless it's us, then he should get to anyway.
Yeah. Aren't you married? Wouldn't his town, your town also be his town? What are you talking about? Your town.
Maybe. Yeah.
Are you a cowboy?
With her to her town.
I bet he's an out-of-towner.
Oh, yeah.
ain't room for the two of them.
There ain't room enough for two radio shows in this here one-horse town.
He's home for leave. He's a Somali pirate.
He's from a different county.
That would annoy me as the driver, though. I get so annoyed when there's multiple sounds happening at once.
I hate it.
Like, Boris does it all the time at his house, where I'll be on the couch watching TikTok videos. He'll turn on the hockey game. But then he'll go sit on, like, over in the kitchen to eat something, and he'll turn something on his tablet.
Nope.
I'm like, we have to mute one of these things.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. One
sensory
source.
Overload.
Yeah. That's what you get.
Yeah, getting our kids Bluetooth noise-canceling headphones was the greatest thing that's ever happened. Because for years and years, and I'm so mad that it took me so long to figure this out. Because for years, I would be driving in the front seat, listening to nothing but Minecraft noises or someone else's movie that I wasn't seeing images to.
Yeah.
And if I would try to listen to my music, they would be like, turn it down, Dad. We don't like it. And I go, and all I want to do is sing. Now they throw those on. I don't care what they're doing. And I'll put on my music and I'm singing and I don't care if there's anyone in the car. I don't need conversation. I just need my tunes.
Dude,
when we go on longer trips, I do that exact same thing. They're like, do you think we could play? Yes, you can. Yeah, play your music back there.
See, part of growing up is being forced to listen to what your parents are listening
and
to.
And that's how you end up with a cool, well-rounded music taste.
Exactly. How do you think I know so much about 90s country music? My mom would be belting out some Reba. I'd wake up and she'd be singing Fancy or whatever song, and I would just be like, yeah,
that's
get it,
true.
Mom.
I do like having them listen to my stuff. Otherwise, why would mine be able to recite Horse in the Hospital by John Mulaney so clearly?
Yeah. Yeah. I know
there's a horse in the hospital.
I know every word to Billy Joel's Innocent Man album because of because of that.
Yeah, there's something to that. 1-800-947-3979. Devil's advocate. The driver should have the least say on the radio. Their job is to focus on the road, not entertainment.
Whatever.
No,
no,
shut up.
No drivers focus on the road, man. There's so much entertainment right at your fingertips.
Yeah, the passenger's job is to say, red light, red light, red light.
Honestly, the only person who should be in charge is the person who has the best taste, regardless of what seat they're in. Yeah. Some people have bad taste. And the person who's listening to a show other than ours has bad taste.
Yeah.
And you should listen to our show. I don't care who's driving or who's the passenger.
Yeah, I don't see you writing this other bunch of morons for advice. Maybe they did.
Could be. They listen to Slob and Rom.
Slob and Ron.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Did you say Rom?
Rom.
Rom. Oh, Rom?
Slob and Rom.
Ron got bumped.
Mm-hmm.
He joined a show called Coleslaw.
Wow.
Yep. Not Cole, C-O-L-E, but Cold Slaw. Mm-hmm.
Cold Slaw.
Yep. Mm. It's out on the Virgin Islands. It's weird.
Yeah.
People need advice. 1-800-947-3979. We'll get to yours next.